Hello, welcome to 2023, not only 2023, but also the VIP podcast. I've been out for a little bit. Pam's Peaceful Peeps and Legion of Doom have been here on site in Vienna for the last week or so. We've been doing some things, making some stuff, and having a good old holiday time, and they have landed safely back in Wichita. So now I got time for the potty again. Not only time for the potty, but time for the podcast. It's going to be a little mini potty today, not only because I had only one glass of champagne last night, but it's going to be a little podcast as well. I'll do another big old podcast or medium-sized podcast after the championship, which of course is going on today, Sunday. And surprisingly enough, I'm floored. Maryland Marksmen are in the championship. Wow. You got the returning champion, VFP2 champion, Joe's Crab Shack going up there against the Maryland Marksmen. Will he be a two-time VFP champion? He's got a rock star team that none of us seem to be able to beat. But he's got some lazy weeks. My theory on Christian McCaffrey being a sleepy boy sometimes is not untrue on some weeks. And his entire line has been known to be sub-100 ponies. Okay, so he is an explosive team, and when he's explosive, there's no stopping him. But if he chooses to be a sleepy boy team, night-night. Then we got a Maryland Marksville champion. And I'm going to hand that mug right to him. Maryland Marksman, as we all know, has a B-team championship mug that he sips out of and looks the ass crack straight in the eye every morning. Let's be honest. He's just going to be sitting on his butt drinking his coffee. And not only that, but he sips slowly out of his B-team mug and says, look, ass. Calls his wife that. I'm partly a champion here. Because I have a BT mug. Now, imagine if you double down on that. You know, he's drinking his coffee, but then 2023 Mark, new version Mark, you know, maybe he grows his hair out again. Maybe he gets fit again. Who knows? You know, anyone can dream. And then he gets out his beer mug. And then he fills himself a big old glass of beer. At 9 a.m. in the morning, you know? I don't know what's going to happen to their family unit, but Mark is headed for lots of celebrations if he wins this. If not, he is a forever second place champion of the VFB, just like Tanner. That 1 year, Tanner made it all the way through without even trying. He started trying in the playoffs, became a second place champion when he lost to Raj that year. I think that was VFP 3 or so, by quite a landslide, but he is still forever a VFP champion in the second place arena. All right, we do have two of Mark's players playing in Monday Night Football, and they are pretty heavy hitters, so the championship is by no means going to be wrapped up tonight. We might have a pretty clear indication if it's going to be an explosive week for Joe. That he's going to be the champ come. But this is not going to be a 100% chance by any means. It might be like a 97% chance. It could be a 50-50 by the end of Sunday night. Now, going down to the B-team championship, you have Pam's Peaceful People that lost in round one a couple of weeks ago. She dropped right on down to the next ladder. And then she won that game and she popped up again. So she popped up again, and now she's in the B-team championship facing the Buccaneers. So will I be designing a corporately friendly B-team mug for the Buccaneers this year, complete with a politically correct theme song? Or will I be designing a second Pam's Peaceful People, back-to-back Pam's Peaceful People, B-team coffee mug? We'll see. The only other team in VFB history to do back-to-back was you, Mad Bro. Somewhere around VFB 1 or VFB 2 or VFB 3, somewhere in there, she got two back-to-back. And since then, I've gotten better at designing the old mugs. So I'm a little more creative nowadays. I'm a little more conscious of my color coordination. That's French for color coordination. And you guys that are getting the mugs this year are going to be pretty excited because my skills are up. Lastly, Rex, let's go to the medals board real quick. I'm not going to announce the each individual most points medals the last 2 weeks, but I have recorded them in the table here already, and including all the weeks, all the way through week 16, not including this week, we have Rex Kwon Do all the way at the top at 9 medals. We have a very close Redskins at 8 medals. Then we have the Buccaneers down there at 7 medals. Everybody else is pretty much no longer in the medals race because we just have a few medals left to get here. Each team has the opportunity to get one additional medal if you're in those top 4 teams this week in week 17. And then one final season medal, which is the accumulative total season points across weeks 1 all the way through week 17, which I think is Rex right now, but I have to do an extra calculation. So I will save that for a little suspense. Okay. And this year, I'm not even going to fuss with the muss of the medal itself. I'm going to create another mug. That's right, a medals mug. It's going to be similar to the B-Team Champ mug, but it's going to be the Medals Champ mug. And you know that design's going to be fresh. So as I'm looking at it right now, we got a 90% chance of that Medals Champ mug going straight to the Rex Kwon Do for his Rex Kwonsistency. I was really thinking that it was going to be the Kwonsistency against the Explosive Joe for a number of reasons in the championship, but nope. Riding the fence, marksman whittled his way right on through, right between the legs of Rex Kwon Do, knocked him over, and sat right next to Joe in the championship. For some reason, he achieved that, and I'm proud of him for that. So, with that, on to the championship.